It's near the end of Suda's Mashiach in the year 1968. A well-known and colorful chassid, whose name is Reb Shmuel Isaac Halevi Popak, approaches the Rebbe and he says, "My father is very ill in the hospital, and tomorrow he's scheduled for immediate surgery, for emergency surgery, and he asks the Rebbe a bracha for refuah shleima." The Rebbe looks at him and he gives him two pieces of matzah, and he says to Reb Shmuel Isaac, "Make sure that your father eats the matzah tonight." The next day, the doctors came to do a pre-op, and they were baffled. And they told the family they don't know what's happened, but somehow, whatever the issue was, it has dissipated, and it's no longer a concern. That's one story. Another story takes place exactly 2 years later. It's Pesach, 1968, and in the midst of the Fabrengen, the Rebbe begins to emphasize the importance of everybody present participating in the drinking of four cups of wine that we traditionally do at Mashiach Suda. The Rebbe is looking around the room, and suddenly the Rebbe points to a boy at the end of the table, and the Rebbe said, "Did he drink four cups of wine yet?" And he hadn't. And the Rebbe said he should drink four cups of wine. The Rebbe pointed him. They should drink four cups of wine. So the people around him found a small cup and they helped him out. And the kid managed to knock back the four cups of wine. It wasn't strong wine, but, you know, for a kid, it wasn't a... 7 weeks later, 6 weeks later, on Shavuos, this little boy, whose name was Avraham Moshe Deitch, his father was a very young man, wasn't yet 50, had a very severe heart attack on Shavuos. After the father was rushed to the hospital, the boys, the Deitch boys, headed to 770 to ask the Rebbe for a bracha. At the time, the Rebbe was upstairs in the apartment of the previous Rebbe, and there was a Yom Tov meal. And they approached the Rebbe, and they told the Rebbe that our father, Shalom Yishaya Deitch, had a heart attack. It's a critical situation. And they asked the Rebbe for a bracha. The Rebbe gave them a piece of challah from the table and said, "Give this to your father." And the Rebbe blessed him with a refuah shleima. Yud Beis Tammuz, which is well over a month later, Reb Shalom Yishaya himself approached the Rebbe at the Fabrengen, and he said to the Rebbe, "I have become fully healed, and I want to say L'chaim to the Rebbe." The Rebbe said in a very loud voice, "You didn't become healed today. You became healed when your son drank four cups of wine at Mashiach Suda." And now a third story of a Mashiach Suda and the message of healing. The year is 1973. At the Rebbe, there was not a practice of sharing his food. At many of the Polish Hasidim and the Hungarian Hasidim, it's customary that the Rebbe eats a little bit and people eat from his food. It was never a practice in the courts of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And the Rebbe didn't, there was no shirayim by the Rebbe. The Rebbe gave everybody a little bit of wine, a matzah Yom Tov, wished them l'chaim v'levracha. But there was no business of necessarily eating from the Rebbe's food. Very unusually, the Rebbe takes packages of matzah on this year, towards the end of the Fabrengen, still wrapped in paper as they used to be, 1 pound, small packages of matzah, and the Rebbe throws the package into the crowd. Now, there are two names, two essential names for matzah, which are found in the esoteric writings and tradition, the doctrines of Kabbalah for matzah. One is Michla de Mehemenusa, one is bread of faith, and the other is Michla das Vasa, which means bread of healing. And as the Rebbe threw the package out, the Rebbe said, "Michla das Vasa, it's bread of healing." Then the Rebbe threw another package out, and the Rebbe said, "Michla de Mehemenusa." And this went on, bread of faith. This went on for a while. The Rebbe tossed a number of packages of matzah out for the crowd. And each time he said either bread of healing or bread of faith. And it was noted that each of the people who caught one of these packages of matzah and later distributed it, depending on who they were, if it was somebody that the Rebbe said michla das vasa, there was either illness for that individual or somebody in the family. And if it was somebody who caught the package when the Rebbe said michla de mehemenusa, bread of faith, it was somebody who needed the strengthening in the Yiddishkeit, the strengthening in their faith. As the way I heard the story, there was even some people who caught the matzah who had never been in a Farbrengen before. And somehow, everybody got the matzah they needed. So these are three stories of